Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta says about 9% of the U.S. population has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Member station WABE in Atlanta, Sam Whitehead, reports some 31 million Americans have received a full dose regimen and can safely resume some activities without taking precautions like masking.
There are still high levels of community spread of the coronavirus in the U.S., says CDC head Dr. Rochelle Walensky. But she says the rising number of vaccinations is putting the country on a strong path to eventually end the pandemic.
With more and more people getting vaccinated each day, we are starting to turn a corner. And as more Americans are vaccinated, a growing body of evidence now tells us that there are some activities that fully vaccinated people can resume at low risk to themselves.
The CDC now says fully vaccinated people can safely hold small gatherings with other fully vaccinated people without masks and distancing. For NPR News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is reiterating her push for President Biden's nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief measure. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports the bill is headed to the House Tuesday for final approval before the president signs it into law.
Speaking on MSNBC, Secretary Yellen said the bill provides enough resources to fuel a very strong economic recovery and will get millions of people back to work sooner.
I'm anticipating, if all goes well, that our economy will be back to full employment next year. And the Congressional Budget Office estimated that without this, it could probably take until 2024.
Yellen says there will still be longstanding inequality problems in the economy that would need to be addressed by additional legislation. The relief measure includes another round of stimulus checks and an extension of extra weekly unemployment benefits through the first week of September. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The judge overseeing the case of the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd by kneeling on the black man's neck paused the start of jury selection today, pending an appeal. Eric Nelson, the lawyer representing Derek Chauvin, appealing over the possible reinstatement of a third-degree murder charge in the case. Nelson says he wants the Minnesota Supreme Court to review the matter.
We're prepared to try this case. It is not our intent to cause delay by filing a PFR with the Minnesota Supreme Court. However, I feel I have an ethical obligation to my client and to other criminal defendants to do so because it was a precedential opinion.
Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter. Judge Cahill says he lacks a jurisdiction to rule on the request. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 306 points today. You're listening to NPR. In the Philippines, authorities killed 9 people in a series of raids on the main island of Luzon over the weekend that left-wing groups say amounted to extrajudicial killings. Military said those killed were suspected communist insurgents who opened fire on police serving warrants. More from NPR's Julie McCarthy.
Police say that all of those killed were associated with communist terrorist groups and had shot at officers while they were serving search warrants. But human rights groups are outraged over the deaths of what they said were legitimate activists who were unarmed and allege that the warrants against them were based on fabricated information. Critics blame President Rodrigo Duterte for targeting non-combatants in his campaign against the communist guerrillas who have waged one of the world's longest-running insurgencies. A negotiated end to their fighting failed, and last Friday, Duterte called for finishing the insurgents off. If there's an armed encounter, kill them, he said. Don't mind human rights. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.
Here into the coronavirus pandemic, Nevada's governor is still seeking a balance between keeping the state's tourism business going while at the same time slowing the spread of the coronavirus. In an interview with the Associated Press, Governor Steve Sisolak saying he plans to use Nevada's safety protocols as a selling point to bring tourist conventions and trade shows back to Las Vegas. The adult entertainment hub with its casinos, live shows, and large hotel properties has been hard hit by the coronavirus. Crude oil futures prices move lower today. Oil down $1.04 a barrel to end the session at $65.05 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.